Why you should never, ever, ever accept a verbal offer. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 106. Hello, I'm John Fugler, your athletic scholarship coach. I'm the CEO of RecruitMe, the author of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, and a father of two scholarship athletes. And man, you should hear the outtakes already of this episode. If you ever watched a track meet and somebody has a real hard time getting out of the gate, in fact, they fall start, that was me as I recorded this. But you will never hear it because I have erased the original beginning and started over again. In fact, this is my fifth time, but that's the way it goes, right? Oh, so good to have you along. Thank you for joining me. This is the one question series. I'm diving into one question. This one's a great one in this episode and going, doing a deep dive with these questions. And I'll continue to do this. The questions continue to come in and I'd like to answer yours on the show. All you got to do is email me, john@recruitme.com. Now, I spell my name a weird way. It's J-O-N, J-O-N at recruit-me.com. I refuse to buy the recruitme without the dash.com domain. So recruit-me.com, it's worked well for almost 20 years. And so I'd love to answer your question, really would. So if you got a burning question, if you got a challenge, if you got something that's come up, please ask me because I will answer it here on the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Hey, I got to let you know before we dive into this question that the book is available free on Audible right now. You can get a free copy. So maybe you already have the paperback or the Kindle and you want the audio, which is awesome because you can listen to it as a parent and athlete, but you can get the Athletic Scholarship Playbook free on Audible if you're not already an Audible subscriber. And here's what they're doing. They're offering a free month and a free book. You can't beat it. All you got to do is sign up. And I got the link in my show notes, and I'll also put it on my website under resources where you can go and you click that link and it'll take you to the page where you can sign up for a month and also get my athletic scholarship playbook for free. I'm an affiliate, I'll let you know, of Audible. So they do compensate me for that. But for you, it's free. And if you don't want to continue after a month, if you're not an Audible learner, then hey, you can just cancel and that's fine as well. That's for those who would be first-time subscribers to Audible. But I do highly recommend the book in Audible audio form because it is a great way to learn. It's a great way to have the discussion about this whole recruiting thing. I want to remind you too that I have something else that's free. It's the Recruiting Power Pack. Go ahead and get it. Recruiting Power Pack. It's available for you at recruitme.com. I'll also have a link in my show notes for that. Our question this week comes from Stephanie. I'm so glad she asked this. I've touched on it, and I've never really gone into a rant here on the podcast. This may end up being a rant, but I just got to emphasize certain points because this is where families really lose in this whole area. And I don't want you to lose. I want you to win. Let's dive into the question. She says, my son got a verbal offer from a coach. When is it time for me as the parent to step in and start asking clarifying questions about the offer and actual cost of the school we will have to pay? Stephanie, you are just one of many parents who've been asking this question, and you've asked it outright. And I just want to give an answer to athletes. Anytime an offer is made, I mean, it really does. It's a great boost to an athlete and to a family, too, because you're paying the college bill. But it really does make the athlete feel great. And it affirms their talent. However, I have to tell you, never ever, as I said at the beginning of the show, never ever accept a verbal offer. Verbal offers are dangerous. First of all, and foremost, and I've got several reasons here. The first thing is this is not binding. This is not really a contractual offer. it's a feel-good thing because you've been given an offer. Athlete, parents, you feel good about it because it looks like you got this college thing already sewed up and set, and maybe your son or daughter is only a freshman or a sophomore. I don't know, Stephanie, where your son stands right now as far as what year he's in, but this is not binding. It can be revoked at any time. In fact, I've got a story here that I really need to share with you. And it comes out of, it comes out of Connecticut. Highschoolsports.nj.com. And here's the story. Ryan Dickens beamed for the crowd Sunday night, his mind racing over all he'd accomplished and the future he was ready to tackle. The 6'2", 210-pound senior linebacker from Raritan High School had just been honored with a Vinnie Max Award for his football excellence, strong academics, and devotion to community service. Dickens also had his most important decision locked up, having verbally committed 7 months earlier to accept a scholarship offer to play football for the University of Connecticut. He wore UConn t-shirts to school, chatted in group text messages with other UConn recruits, and had already planned to major in business. Now he was only 17 days from signing his name to a national letter of intent and making his dreams official. Or so he thought. Dickens' cell phone rang while he and his parents, Matt and Patty, were still in the parking lot of the awards banquet in Princeton Junction Sunday night. UConn coach Randy Edsall was on the other end. Ryan Dickens excitedly answered the phone, but in an instant, his world was shattered. Edsall was calling to tell Dickens the unthinkable. The school no longer had a scholarship for him. And the next thing you know, next thing you hear is Ryan's saying, "You're kidding, right?" Patty Dickens said. And then he put the phone on speaker, and Edsall said, "No, Rye, we just decided we're going to go in another direction. We don't have a spot for you." The phone call destroyed 7 months of meticulous planning by Dickens and served as another reminder of the world of college football recruiting. And they used the word cutthroat. I share that story because it's true, and it highlights the fact that verbal offers are not binding. It is that written offer, the written offer is binding, you sign it, and then you are really in. Other reasons why it's you get a verbal offer and I urge you not to accept it. Another reason is that it closes doors for better offers. You have closed the door. You made the decision that I'm going to go to this school, or my son or daughter is going to go to this school. Well, if you've made that decision, other schools aren't going to make offers. You pretty much said this is it. And you may get better offers elsewhere. Stephanie said that the coach offered him a 50% scholarship. That's I didn't read that in the opening here. And maybe there are other offers that are much better than that. Another reason that you shouldn't accept a verbal offer is that if a coach leaves that school, you lose. Maybe the coach will make that offer where he or she goes next. Maybe the coach has been fired and they're not going anywhere. But man, the chances of that offer being followed through on, you just don't know. You just don't know. And then in this case, where we found out with Ryan, another reason is that a coach can merely change his or her mind. There's nothing binding with that offer. This is a dangerous situation when you accept a verbal offer. And I know how tempting it is because we hear from other parents or we read about, hey, so-and-so, you know, he's in eighth grade and he's committed to Duke or, you know, he's committed to Indiana or wherever it might be. And it looks like it's all sewed up. A lot can happen between when that verbal offer was made and accepted and when the written offer is made. So I would urge you not to accept a verbal offer. Don't do that. But there's something else in your question here that I want to deal with that's important on that you brought up here. When is it time for me as the parent to step in and start asking clarifying questions about the offer, the actual cost of the school, what we'll have to pay? And that's important because the coach can say to you, I think I can offer you 50% scholarship. And that's just conversation. They're not committing to that, but you're at least you got a ballpark you're working with. When they say, hey, we've got scholarship money. Well, what does that mean? You really do need to find out what those dollars are. And that's a good thing when you're able to have a conversation with a coach about that. Yes, have honest conversations. The coaches understand. When they said, hey, I'm interested in your son. I think there may be some scholarship money available. I mean, you can't out of the gate, you don't want to say, well, how much? You don't want to start talking money right out of the gate. You really have to earn the right to do that. Get to know the coach, find out more about the program, find out more about the coach, see what the interest level really is. But at some point, it is not wrong for you to bring up the money issue if the coach hasn't. For you to say, will you be offering an official visit to my son? That's important. That shows the next level of commitment. But you kind of have to do the dance with these coaches. And everyone is different. And that's why you can learn their personality as you continue the conversation. You can't just have a... just the way you work with the coaches, everyone the same, you got to have understand their personality and you have to do the dance. But it is okay. It is right to really narrow it down. They understand that too, especially as time gets closer for the decision to be made. You really need to know where this is going. Another reason that having the honest conversation with a coach helps is you understand what your kid's chances really is for a scholarship and at what level. This is an excellent research opportunity. The more specific you can be in that conversation, the more you're finding out information about your son or daughter that other coaches are thinking but not telling you. And I know it's hard because you don't want to hear bad news. Honesty hurts sometimes, but I'll tell you, you get an honest answer and you see some patterns as you talk with coaches, then you really understand where they feel your son or daughter can fit in, at what level, size of school, that type of thing. Use this as an opportunity to do your research and understand the talent level of your son or daughter compared to other recruits out there. That's why it's important to have a large, very large list of schools that you're working from and relationships that you're building. So I encourage you to make sure that you have the honest conversations like you're indicating here, but don't make any type of verbal commitment. I want to let you know about something coming up soon. Thank you, by the way, Stephanie, for your question. I appreciate that. You echo the question of many families. I want to let you know about something that is coming up. I've talked about it before. It's the new RecruitMe system, revamping and adding more resources to the RecruitMe system. It's going to include video, audio, and digital, plus, plus, plus. That's what it'll be. And that just leave that out there for you right now, but you're hearing more about that. This move to North Carolina has slowed me down some. I keep the podcast going every week, but some other things are taking a little bit longer. I hope that helps you, and please ask your question. Ask your question. Email me at john@recruitme.com. I'll also have a link in the show notes, and I'll do my best to answer and help you out. Okay, that's it for this week. Take care. God bless you. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.